But Loper don't see it that way, which is fine with me, because around here in co-op dog food country, an egg in any form is a gourmet delight. I cut my eyes toward Drover. He had his chin resting on his front paws and was drifting off to sleep. He hadn't heard the door slam, and I didn't see that it was my duty to tell him about it. I slipped away from the gas tanks and loped up the hill. Had my taste buds all tuned up for a fried egg when I met Pete. He was going the same direction I was. "Get lost, cat. Nobody called your name." He gave me a hateful look and hissed. Well, you know me. I try to live by the golden rule. Do unto others, but don't take trash off the cats. Pete was in the market for a whipping, seemed to me, and I obliged him. Figured I might as well get it over with while it was fresh on both our minds. I jumped him, rolled him, buried him, cuffed him a couple of times, and generally gave him a stern warning about how cats are supposed to behave. After I'd settled that little matter, I trotted up to the yard gate, ready for my egg. Sally Mae was standing there with her hands on her hips. I sat down and swept the ground with my tail, gave her a big smile, and sat up on my back legs. I picked up this little begging trick some years ago. It was pretty tough to learn. I mean, it takes balance and coordination and considerable athletic ability, but it's paid off more than once. People seem to love it. They like to see a dog beg for what they're gonna give him anyway. Don't ask me why, but they do. Begging sort of goes against my grain. I mean, my ma was no ordinary mutt. She had papers and everything, and cowdog pride was sort of bred into me. But a guy has to make a living, and now and then he finds himself cutting a few corners. Well, I went up on my hind legs. Sometimes I get my balance the first time, and sometimes I don't. This time it worked. I balanced myself on two legs, and then to add a special touch, I wagged my tail and moved my front paws at the same time. I don't believe the trick could have been done any better. It was really a smasher. I was so busy with the trick that I didn't notice the sour look on Sally Mae's face.
"Hank, you big bully! You ought to be ashamed of yourself for picking on that poor cat."
"Huh?"